Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PC's preparation. A festival that has been a cornerstone of Kerala's cultural heritage for centuries is being celebrated in a deeply altered form this year, and the reason behind this change is a stark reminder of the unresolved tension between cultural heritage, industrial safety, and regulatory accountability. The recent Mundathikode fireworks explosion, which killed 15 people, including the licensee Mundathikode Satish who succumbed to over 80% burns, has led the Kerala government to impose a complete ban on fireworks, prohibit public entry, and scale down the festival's signature elements. This is the first time in living memory that the Thrissur Puram festival is being held without the traditional fireworks, a moment that encapsulates the delicate balance between preserving cultural traditions and ensuring public safety. Now let us turn to the historical context. Thrissur Puram is the largest temple festival in Kerala and one of India's most spectacular cultural events, held annually at Thekkinkudu Medan, also known as the Vadakkunnathan Temple Ground, in Thrissur city on the Puram star in the Malayalam month of Medam, which falls in April or May. What makes this significant is that the festival has been an integral part of Kerala's cultural landscape for centuries, and the absence of fireworks this year marks a significant departure from tradition. So what exactly changed? The Mundathikode explosion exposed several gaps in the regulatory framework governing fireworks manufacture, storage, transport, and use. First, the license for the fireworks unit was granted despite the premises being below minimum safety specifications. Crucially, the Explosives Act of 1884, which is over 140 years old, has a maximum penalty of only 5,000 rupees, an amount widely criticized as having zero deterrence. It is worth pausing here to note that the Petroleum and Explosives Safety Organization, or PESO, which is under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, issues licenses for explosives manufacture, storage, transport, and use under the Explosives Act, 1884. But why does this matter? The enforcement gap, where PESO's field inspection capacity is limited relative to thousands of licensed fireworks units across India, has been highlighted by the Mundathikode explosion. What does this mean for India's regulatory framework? The need for reform is clear. What's needed is an amendment to the Explosives Act to align penalties with modern risk levels, mandatory third-party safety audits for fireworks assembly units, expansion of PESO to increase the number of field inspectors, and compulsory insurance for licensed units. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Thrissur Puram festival is held annually at Thekkinkudu Medan in Thrissur city. The Mundathikode explosion resulted in 15 deaths, including the licensee Mundathikode Satish. The Explosives Act, 1884, has a maximum penalty of only 5,000 rupees. The Petroleum and Explosives Safety Organization, or PESO, issues licenses for explosives manufacture, storage, transport, and use under the Explosives Act, 1884. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key terms to remember are Thrissur Puram, Mundathikode explosion, PESO, Explosives Act, 1884, industrial safety, and fireworks regulation. These topics are relevant for the mains examination, and understanding the nuances of regulatory frameworks and their implications for public safety is crucial for your preparation. Moving on to the broader significance, the Thrissur Puram festival, despite being celebrated in an altered form this year, remains an integral part of Kerala's cultural heritage, and the need to balance cultural preservation with public safety is a challenge that requires careful consideration and effective regulation. The unresolved tension between cultural heritage, industrial safety, and regulatory accountability serves as a reminder of the complex trade-offs involved in ensuring public safety while preserving cultural traditions.